This is WBUR's Weekend Edition Saturday. I'm Sharon Brody. Preparations are underway for the annual commemoration of 9/11. Tomorrow marks the 15th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. Tomorrow morning in Boston, the Massachusetts 9/11 Fund is hosting events in the Public Garden and at the State House to pay tribute to the victims, particularly those with ties to the state. John Curtis is a board member of the fund. John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Well, tell us about tomorrow morning's ceremonies, please.
Well, tomorrow we start at 7:30, an event open to the public in the public garden at the 9/11 Memorial. Mayor Walsh will preside, and he'll lead some family members to place a wreath and offer a moment of silence and remembrance of those that we lost. Next, we're going to proceed to the State House for what we call a flag ceremony. Unfortunately, we had to make a decision yesterday to move it indoors based on the weather forecast. So although it's not open to the public, you can go to our website and we stream it live. Governor Baker presides, and we recognize and build this part of the ceremony around 8:46 a.m., which is when American 11 impacted the North Tower. The governor and lieutenant governor then participate with a number of family members to read the names of the 206 Massachusetts victims whose names are inscribed on the memorial. At 9:30, we have another ceremony in the State House that Speaker DeLeo and Lieutenant Governor Polito preside over. And to me, I almost find every year the most important and the most meaningful part is we have a video montage where we have pictures of most of the lost family members. And it's very emotional, even though I've seen it many times. When you look and you see this cross-section of people who lost their lives on that day, on that instant, and see where they were in the prime of their lives, children, you know, older people, students, so on.
So tell us about the mission of the Massachusetts 9/11 Fund.
So the fund's mission has evolved. Early on, we raised a lot of money and we supported the families through grants, through healthcare support. We certainly evolved from that. We receive most of our funding from the United We Stand license plates. We share that funding with several other charities, including the Mass Military Heroes Fund. And we use those funds to build the memorial in the public garden. And going forward, our mission of not forgetting the lost family members, we've just launched a new education program where we make family members available to go into high schools and discuss what happened at an assembly. If you think about it, a high school senior today probably has no real memory of what happened on 9/11. So over the next 5 or 10 years, we're going to get into as many high schools as we can to help help the high school students understand the impact, both on a wide area, but also personally to the family members who were directly impacted.
It's true that students in high school now were either not born yet or really too young to have any direct knowledge of 9/11. But I'm wondering how you've experienced the general public's reaction to the anniversary over the years. Is the memory as searing and fresh?
I've been on the board for almost 10 years, and I felt that after the 10th anniversary, the interest would wane. And we actually started making our fund plans around that. But interestingly enough, for us anyway, the attention to the commemoration has grown, and particularly the event in the memorial in the public garden. When Mayor Menino started that, I was with him the first time we did it in 04. And, you know, there were a few Parks Department people there and a couple family members, but it's grown to the point where, you know, we have hundreds of people there and the media coverage and so on. So I really don't think people have forgotten. I don't think anybody thinks about it every day of the year, but I think appropriately they do stop for a moment and they do remember what happened.
Well, John, thank you very much.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thank you for your interest.
John Curtis is a board member of the Massachusetts 9/11 Fund. This is 90.9 WBUR.